streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, it is a Tuesday and a vacation week for many live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, as we get close to the holiday weekend and a new year and some things never change. The Bears are a hard watch. They've officially been eliminated from the playoffs, Joy Taylor. I'm hoping they've been eliminated from primetime television because networks keep putting them on. That was rough.
Yeah, you know, living in the past is, it's comfortable, but it is going to leave you exposed at one point or another.
So let's start with that. You know, those standalone TV games are great because now America gets to see what Chicago's been dealing with for the last couple of years. Chicago's a great city. I got a place there. I love it. Great history, great architecture, great food, great people. It is a great city. And they've had great moments in sports, but they're very proud of their history. And they've got political history. They've got sports history. They've got the biggest city in the center of the country we have. You got your coastal elites, but it's the heartland in Chicago, and boy, do I love it. But we can just keep firing coaches and drafting new quarterbacks all over this league. You ever notice it's the same teams that are always looking for a quarterback? Same teams always drafted in the top 7 or 8. You ever notice that? Since 2007, the year after the Bears lost the Super Bowl, they've only had 4 seasons above 500. You make fun of the Lions. That's the same number of seasons the Lions have had above 500. Yes, it is time to blow things up in Chicago again. Hopefully we have the right quarterback. Go ahead, fire the coach. The Bears wore their centennial 1936 uniforms. I Googled it this morning. It's a search engine. You should use it. They averaged 18 points a game in 1936. This year they averaged 17. You can go ahead and fire the coach, and hopefully you have the right quarterback, but you need a brand pivot. The Cubs went all in on analytics with Theo, and they won a World Series. And the Bears finally stopped clinging to the past and got rid of the Paxson guy running the team and got a new guy, and now they're good. You need a brand pivot, Chicago. Stop honoring the 85 Bears. Yeah, it was great in 1985. So was MTV, Downtown Julie Brown, and Members Only Jackets. You always feel like you're about defense. I looked this up this morning. Your last eight coaches, six have been defense. Nagy's your most clever in years, and you don't like him either. He got Mitch Trubisky to the playoffs twice. I rest my case on him, although it is a mess right now. You need a brand pivot. You really do. Nothing against the 85 Bears. I can name the whole team. So can you. Stop honoring them. Forward, 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 brand pivot. I'll give you a great example. So the Rams, we live in Los Angeles here. I mean, they're constantly just making deals. And they got their money spread all over the place. The Bears don't even pay their quarterbacks. Justin Fields making nothing. Andy Dalton makes nothing. And they had to get let go of Kyle Fuller, a very good corner. Why? Because the Bears have all their money, and guess where all their money is? Shocker, in their front seven. Linebackers, because that makes them feel good in Chicago. Our defense is tough. How's that tough doing you? How's it doing you? You haven't had a quarterback you can depend on since the 50s. His name was, I think, Johnny Lujack. I thought he was a DJ. He was a football player. How's the tough thing doing you? Got you one great team. That's it. One great team. Look at the teams in this league that are literally winning the games. Green Bay. They got rid of a coach that got him to a Super Bowl. Progressive, smart quarterback, smart coach. Arizona bailed after 1 year on a coach quarterback. We're going to do a total pivot. Look at who's winning in sports these days. Aggressive, looking ahead, not romanticizing the past. Go ahead and make fun of the Lions. Since 2007, they got four winning seasons. So do you. You're the same team. At least now, at least they got Stafford. They had a really good quarterback, and Goff got to a Super Bowl. I just feel like the Bears need a total brand pivot. Stop worrying about defense and being the tough guys and spending all your money on pass rushers. Justin Fields, spend money on a left tackle. That's what the Rams did with Andrew Whitworth. Go get a great corner. You had one, you let him go. Go draft more wide receivers. Overdraft wide receiver for a change and underdraft linebacker for a change. So you can just keep firing coaches and drafting quarterbacks. But this Monsters of the Midway and the 85 Bears, God, they probably already have nine different specials next year at games to honor. That's great. They were amazing. It's over. The league's changed. You can't even play by the same rules anymore. If you put that defense in the NFL today, they wouldn't be nearly as good. Probably wouldn't be as good as New England because you can't do all the things you could do then. Brand change. Cubs did it. We're going all in on analytics. World Series. It's a great city, but it's not a great franchise. And some of it, you got a 98-year-old person has 80% of the power, so some of it you're limited. But look around this league. The teams that are struggling, Pittsburgh right now, has a great enough defense and coach to win a Super Bowl. It's all about the past. They can't let go of Ben. They should have been moving off Ben 3 years ago. Chicago, it's about the defense. You can't even keep your best corner, Kyle Fuller, and you don't even pay your quarterbacks. How's that possible? The Rams pay Stafford and Goff and Aaron Donald and Ramsey and Von Miller. They're paying everybody. There's an expensive guy in every unit. It's not just firing coaches. Keep firing them. Keep drafting quarterbacks. You'll probably ruin Justin Fields. But it's 2021. Be big, be daring, look ahead. No more rearview mirror. No more honoring past champions. big, bold, daring. And if it ticks off a guy because I got my Ditka sweatshirt, he was wonderful. Find the next guy that can do that. But this isn't just about, we're going to get a new guy and a new guy. How many times are you? You're really, right now, you're a little bit like the Raiders without the strip. It's a new coach, a new GM, a new quarterback, I watched two football games yesterday. I liked one quarterback, Derek Carr, and none of you like him. Well, I'll tell you what, he's saving that franchise, and let's pivot into that game. Let's pivot into Cleveland and the Raiders. And I'm going to talk Cleveland to start. So I had high hopes for them. I think many people did. I think they had high hopes for Cleveland. But you know what I do sometimes? Because seasons now, they added a game. They're really, really long. And like a college football season, you always feel like if you have a favorite team, you got three or four big games. But these NFL seasons, to me, you play everybody in your division twice. You got six division games. And so sometimes I just go back and look at the schedule to remind me, what is this team? What are they? Let's go back and not forget September, October, November. Go back and look at Cleveland. They have played three really good teams this year. New England, blew them out. Arizona, blew them out. Kansas City, they played a perfect first half and lost. Cleveland's not that good. They win, they lose. They win, they lose. They win, they lose. They're 500. They've had one winning streak all year. They beat the Texans home, Bears at home, and the Vikings and scored 19. Was it 14 points? 14 points. Yeah, that's what they are. They're just not special. And it's interesting yesterday. So I said this yesterday. For a game, Nick Mullins is fine. And he was. Just interesting. Nick Mullins completed 67% of his throws with a roster riddled with COVID. Baker Mayfield's completed 63% of his throws all year. His passer rating was 90. That's Baker's. He went one touchdown, no picks. That's what Baker averages. In fact, if you look at Mayfield's average this year, Keenum's one start and Nick Mullins' one start. Same damn guy. Look at him. Sorry for the radio audience, I'm not reading all of it. Baker's a little better. And I, by a little, I mean a little. All kind of the same size, all kind of overlooked, all kind of marginally athletic, all guys. You want to get special, Cleveland? Do what the Chargers did. Got to get a special quarterback. Chicago thinks they have a special quarterback. New England thinks they have a special quarterback. Green Bay does. Seattle does. Tampa Bay does. Tampa Bay was just a 500 team. Then they got Tommy. Then they won a Super Bowl. Kansas City was pretty good with Alex. And they won a Super Bowl. You want to get special, you saw the numbers. Do I think Baker's better than Case? Do I think Case is better than Nick? Three guys. One, Baker's got a better arm. But there's the numbers. Go back and look at your schedule. The two best teams you played, two of them, crushed you. Arizona, New England crushed you. Kansas City, you played literally a perfect half of football. Remember that opening week? Cleveland was unbelievable. You blew that lead. Your big win this year is over Cincinnati. You blew out Cincinnati. All right. That's a good win. I'm not it's a division win. Those are always quirky. But my point is here, do you want to be special? Go look at your schedule. You don't beat special. Better get special at the most important position. You can say what you want, but Nick Mullins had two new tackles, didn't have Jarvis Landry, didn't have his backup running back. They had all sorts of... Nick Mullins' line looked like Case's line, looked like Baker's line. Not saying Nick's better than Baker. Baker's the best. Case is a little drop-off. Nick's a little drop-off. None of them are special. And you're not going to get special. You're not until you get special at the most important position. All right, great having you in today. I'll get to my Derek Carr stuff. It is remarkable. it is remarkable who we like, who we don't like, who we support, who we criticize. I just want to throw this out that this makes me laugh. Do you know weeks 8 through 15 who Pro Football Focus has as the highest rated quarterback? Jimmy Garoppolo. You guys all hate him. That bad. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Very excited. Nick Wright's going to stop by.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
By the way, if I was the Chicago Bears and ran him, I would spend my entire draft on offense. You need Justin Fields. I need to see progress. I need him to feel confident. I would go get two more receivers. I'd get another running back. I'd put all my draft picks on offense, at least be entertaining. Everything the Bears do is always erring on the side of defense, defensive coaches, spending money on defense. I'd start spending it on offense, score some points, try to keep up with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, get Justin Fields confidence, let me see something, and I'll figure out the defense down the road. But, I mean, Chicago always errs on, let's get the defense tough. It's over. It's not working. Green Bay, to their credit, star running back, star quarterback, star left tackle, star wide receiver. I mean, that's the way to do it to me in 2021. Err on the side of offense. So, by the way, the Raiders beat Cleveland. And by the way, they both have the same record today. So all seven of the Raiders' wins have been over teams sniffing the playoffs. They're not beating up on the poor here. Ravens, Dolphins, Steelers, Broncos, Eagles, Cowboys, Browns. They've beaten some pretty good teams. Good teams, not maybe special outside of maybe Dallas. But, you know, they got some, they're okay. They and mostly it's Derek Carr. But it's really hard to overcome bad management or ownership. And I'll give you an example. I'll just personalize it, not to bore you. But I've worked in 6 employers in my life. Vegas, Tampa, Portland, ESPN, Fox, and iHeart. All of them hit a home run, crushed, great ratings, great support. The one place that after 2 years, I was pulling my hair out was Tampa. Why? Well, the employees were great. I worked with great coworkers. Management was weak, really weak. You can't overcome it. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. If you're a great salesperson, you're the saleswoman of the year, you probably have a decent product. You can't sell garbage. You got to have something. And my whole career, I've been doing this now 30 years. 27 years of it's been unbelievable. 2.5 years in Tampa, we had bad management. You can't overcome it. Derek Carr. The last 3 years,
68 completion percentage, 99 passer rating, 66 touchdowns, 28 picks. That's with chaos at GM, coach, owner. Oh, yeah, the franchise moved. Pretty impressive, right? Here's another one. He's one of three quarterbacks in the NFL that has thrown for at least 4,000 yards the last 4 years. The other are Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. But he's on his fifth head coach in 8 years, and in about a month, he's going to be on his sixth head coach in 9 years. I'm not asking that you give him Andy Reid or Sean Payton or Belichick. How about just give him stability? I mean, he's the life preserver of this franchise. Does everybody, we always say this, and what I'm about to say, you know it and I know it. A lot of kids have chaos at home and can't succeed. It's a huge advantage that I grew up in the same home and mom was there every day and she was making me breakfast and in the same community, in the same home. That stability has been a big part of my life. My parents got divorced. That happens, but it was in the same home. Connected with both my parents, still close with my sister, same community, same house. Can you imagine if I'd had seven houses and I'd had four stepmoms and three stepdads and I didn't get along with my sister and I wouldn't be here? I mean, a lot of what enables all of us is stability. I don't think Derek Carr needs Andy Reid, but he's going to be on his sixth head coach. At some point, stop banging on. I think it's amazing he's accomplished what he has. He's too nice of a guy. But if I was Derek Carr, I would strongly consider saying, I've run out of life preservers. I got to go. I got to go. Do whatever you got to do. Because I think we criticize Derek Carr, and yet we all know in our personal lives how difficult chaos is. I was just talking to Joey about this. This pandemic for the last 2 years, it's just a lot for a lot of people to overcome. And some people don't deal well with chaos. Some people are creatures of habit. They need the same place. They go eat the same breakfast. In the last 2 years, your favorite place closes and you can't go to work and you have to work from home and you don't see your friends. It's unraveled kids. It's unraveled adults. It's unraveled a lot of people. It's hard. Chaos is hard. Try swimming in the Raiders chaos for the last 8 years. I think what Derek's doing is absolutely remarkable. His thoughts after it's a win. His thoughts after the win.
I was trying to be aggressive all night, especially with certain looks we had, and with the weather, usually you think just run the ball and all that. So I try to come in with a really aggressive mindset. And I gave Zay a chance, and obviously their corner sped up, stayed on top, and he went and made a play on the ball, which I have to give him credit. He made a great play. You know, after that, it's like, please just get – I promise we'll win the game. You know, I promise we'll win it. Just get it back. And the defense did, and we were able to, you know, go back down the field and win the game.
Yeah, and by the way, this morning, the AFC standings. Raiders are 7-7. The Browns are 7-7. And the Raiders have had a tragedy. They're an interim coach. You know, the franchise didn't move that long ago. Folks, if you don't get Derek Carr, you got to see outside yourself. You don't understand how hard it is to overcome bad management, new coach. Guys had to have five different playbooks. I'm not saying he's Mahomes, but I've seen it in my own life. I will defend people that face constant chaos. I think some people don't understand how hard it is every day to overcome that. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I mean, we do not give that Raiders organization enough credit for how dysfunctional they are.
Oh, no, it's the Lions with gambling in Vegas.
I think it's
Vegas.
The brand. I think it's because
it's a great brand.
It's such a great brand.
Yeah. You know, it's UNLV basketball in the 80s and 90s. It's like they were called the Rebels. It's like the Rebel brand of the sport. They're a little bit the outlier, the Rebel. We move around a lot. Their fans are like Rebels.
But the idea of the Raiders does not match the reality of the Raiders.
Oh, no. It's bad.
It's like a fantasy. It's not the reality of it. I mean, I'm with you. I like Derek Carr. I don't know how anyone could be. I personally could not stay positive in a situation like that. I'm like you. I don't like dysfunction, especially at the top. Like, if you're confused as to how to run something, get out of here. Like, you're wasting everyone's time.
Yeah. I think he's too nice of a guy to demand a trade, but he certainly has, he has earned the right to say, guys, I've run out of life preservers.
They're very lucky to have him.
Oh, and he's also,
could be me.
Also, to your point, great religious conviction. He's a very positive guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if imagine if it was somebody who...
Jay Cutler.
Or just had any kind of contentious nature to their personality.
The guy in Green Bay complains all the time, and he's got it better than 99% of the league.
He is really somebody who really puts out fires. Imagine if he was someone who didn't
Starts
do
him.
That.
Yeah. Like, he's...
It would actually be very Raiders-like if he did. So, we have two games today, and obviously we're dealing with... Yeah. Insane, unprecedented times. So I'm going to try and contextualize what's going to happen tonight. So the Rams have activated Jalen Ramsey from the COVID-19 list.
Uh-huh.
Odell and Daryl Henderson will also be available for the Rams.
Oh, that's great.
The Rams are down from 29 players to 18 on the COVID-19 list.
Well, those are key players you
including
mentioned.
Right tackle Rob Havenstein, Von Miller, Jordan Fuller, and Tyler Higbee. The Seahawks currently have 9 players on the COVID list, including Tyler Lockett. So it's a much more tempered situation.
Okay.
It has been better that they pushed it back. They are getting some players back.
So when I made my Blazing 5 pick, I took Seattle. With all this information now, I'd probably take the Rams.
Well, the Rams, host the Seahawks tonight at home.
Yeah.
They're 7-point favorites, according to Fox.
Well, I was going to say, so it was I thought Seattle with all the COVID stuff, but if you're telling me they're all back, now I like the Rams tonight.
So Washington will be without Taylor Heinicke and Kyle Allen, as well as offensive guard Brandon Scherff for tonight's game against the Eagles. They do have until 2 Eastern today to activate players from the COVID list. So if you're paying attention to that game, you're going to want to check that because it could be some updates.
And by the way, I asked the audience, watch Jalen Hurts tonight. And don't make him into a prototypical quarterback. This is my argument with Jalen Hurts. It doesn't, you know, he's productive. So when I watch Jalen Hurts, my takeaway is it doesn't look like anything I've quite seen. But they're going to end up with 30 points tonight. Philadelphia is an interesting, fascinating watch.
Well, they also run the ball really well.
Better than anybody in the league. Totally committed to it.
Both of the teams are 6-7 vying for playoff spots. They're currently 9th and 10th in the NFC playoff standing. So it's a really big game for both of them tonight.
Philadelphia wins comfortably, I think.
They are currently 6.5-point favorites, according to Fox Bet.
Yeah.
So Antonio Brown will be returning to the Bucs following a league-issued suspension. And despite some critics, Bruce Arians said the decision to bring him back after having said previously there was no second chances is it's up to him.
Well, the history has changed since that statement, you know. A lot of things went on last year that I was very proud of him, and I made a decision that this was best for our football team. I could give a what they think. The only thing I care about is this football team and what's best for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he should care about.
Look, he had said when they brought Antonio Brown on that there are not going to be any second chances. Rewording it, but he essentially said like he's not going to get an opportunity to mess up. So when this happened, everyone assumed based off of that previous statement that he would be cut or let go after his suspension was served. Well, as Bruce mentions, history has changed. What has also changed is that Chris Godwin is gone for the year.
And Mike Evans is hurt.
With a torn ACL. Mike Evans has a hamstring injury. Leonard Fournette has a hamstring injury. Levante David has a foot injury, which were all occurred in Sunday night's game. So that is also affected the history. Mike Evans, Leonard Fournette, and Levante David are all week to week. And Breshad Perriman is on the COVID-19 list. So, yes, and this is why, to me, the conversation about like cancel culture is so laughable. If you're talented enough, you're not going anywhere.
Right. You're going to get a bunch of chances.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's the reality of it. People can kick and scream all they want. That's just how it works. Do I agree with it? It doesn't matter what I think. I'm not the one in charge of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bruce Arians is, and he's going to bring Antonio Brown back. Now, I thought what Antonio Brown did was egregious. I think it's insanity that you would make a fake COVID vaccine card. I think it's despicable. It's insane behavior. Also illegal. But at the end of the day, they don't have receivers, and Antonio Brown is on their team, and he is now available, so he's going to go out there and play. They're 10-4, currently third in NFC playoff standings, and they play the Panthers on Sunday, which are
bad.
Reeling, and they're 11-point favorites, according to Fox Bet, which feels about right. So Steve Kerr was officially announced yesterday as the next head coach of the Olympics men's team.
Offensive men's guy. Team. That's good.
And he talked about the selection.
So I have been very, very blessed, very lucky in my career. And this opportunity is a result of being in the right place at the right time, working with the right people, having a lot of people lift me up along the way.
So if the U.S. men qualify, which we're assuming that they will, he will lead the 2023 Basketball World Cup and the 2024 Paris Olympics. Head coach Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat will be joining him, along with Monty Williams. And Gonzaga coach Mark Few.
My guy.
Is your guy. So you'll be the 16th different coach to take the U.S. men into an Olympics. Of the previous 15, 13 have won gold. He also won 3 NBA titles as the coach of the Warriors, obviously, and 5 more as a player. And he was on the staff of the Tokyo Games and a senior-level gold medal for the USA Basketball as a player in the 1986 World Cup. So this is a kind of obvious choice
The
Olympic team.
Smartest player ever. The two smartest players I ever covered, Steve Kerr, probably the smartest athlete I ever covered in Portland. That team also had a guy that became the governor of the state, Chris Dudley. There's a lot of smart. Yeah, but
well, I think what they realize is that, you know, we're all very distracted society, but we still care about winning the Olympics.
Of course we do.
We argue about everything all the time, but when it comes down to the Olympics, it is the great unifier.
Like, yes.
We want our athletes to go and show that we are the best no matter what, so they're taking it very seriously, as they should.
That's great. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herdline News.
My buddy Nick Wright, First Things First, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Well, I said earlier, if you want to get special at quarterback. That's why Kansas City's special. That's why the Rams are more special. That's why Green Bay's special. I watch Cleveland, and I'm like, I think Baker's better than Case, and Case is better than Nick, but they feel like guys. You're not getting past Kansas City and the Buffaloes and the New Englands. Yeah. What was your takeaway on the Browns and the season as a whole?
Yeah, it's just a total lost, wasted year. I mean, I don't know that it could have gone worse, Colin. I know you weren't as high on Cleveland as I was going into the year, but I picked them to make the AFC Championship game, and I don't think that was an outlandish, outrageous prediction. And now in an expanded playoff field, they're going to fall short of that. They're not even going to be one of the top 7 teams in the conference, but it's not just results-based, Colin. It's also going into the year, they didn't sign Baker to an extension because they had questions about him. Have any of those questions been answered?
No.
I would argue no, they haven't.
No.
And to on top of it, and Broussard said it this morning, and I'll just quote him because he said it perfectly. You had 2.5 years to figure out how to use Odell Beckham Jr. You couldn't. The Rams figured it out in 2.5 hours. He's productive immediately. And you gave him away for nothing. You got nothing for him. So I think it's, aside from the fact that, yes, confirmed, Myles Garrett, the number one high school recruit, number one pick of the draft, that guy's still awesome. Aside from that, I now have even some questions about Stefanski I didn't have before. So, yeah, it's a disastrous loss season, Colin, which I know. I mean, you're grinning like the Grinch on Christmas Eve. I know. You were right. Everyone.
Not. It's very sad. Very distraught. Yeah. Okay, so listen, not to encourage you, but Kansas City this morning, I would say, that's the best team. That's the best team in the AFC. Buffalo had a little hiccup. It's called October, November. So the point is, Kansas City's good. But is there one team that you look at and go, I'd rather not face them again?
Yeah, in the AFC, the again is the right word. But even if you take the whole AFC, there's only one team that causes me any trepidation at all.
Okay, all right.
It's the Chargers. Chargers played the Chiefs twice. Both games have come down to the final minute or overtime. Both games were a 6-point game. The Chargers have stars on defense, and as great as Mahomes was in the fourth quarter and overtime of that game, it should be noted that the Chiefs' offense really exploding coincided with Derwin James going out of the game. Derwin had done a great job on Kelsey. Herbert, while I know you had given him the conference for the next decade, I think that was a touch overstated. But Herbert is awesome. But there is no one else in the AFC that causes me even a tiny bit of fear. The Colts are a really well-built team, and I like their coach, and I like their GM, and everyone likes Jonathan Taylor. But at the end of the day, Do I believe Carson Wentz is beating Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game? I do not.
Yeah.
Mac Jones and Patriot field goals are not going to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Chargers, though,
yeah,
are a scary team.
Yep.
And so I think they are the only team in the AFC that would cause any type of concern for the Chiefs whatsoever, which is so odd because, you know, loyal viewers of this show know, you know, the Chiefs were, you know, just a month or so ago, I don't know, were they even in the herd hierarchy? Were, like, they even a top 10 team? I'm not sure. So, you know, how, what a seven-game winning streak does for you.
Yeah. So, like, people come to me all the time. This is something I don't care a ton about. You're better at it than me. But people ask me about this on the street. Everybody's like, who's going to be the MVP of the league? And my take was 2 weeks ago, probably Tom. And then my take this morning is probably Aaron. Where are you on – who's your MVP today, right now?
It's Aaron. I think Tom, amongst quarterbacks, has fallen to third. I think Mahomes, given the last 2 weeks, has slightly edged past him. But I think Aaron – listen, Aaron, there's my top five if we're being fair. Now, I understand that Watt and Taylor are not really eligible anymore.
No, but you're right.
But Colin, let me say something about T.J. Watt, then I'll talk about Rodgers. The Steelers are 7-4-1 when he plays. And if you watch the Steelers games, they're 7 wins. 6 of those 7 wins, TJ Watt made either the biggest play of the game, a game-changing play, or a game-sealing play. You could argue without TJ Watt, the Steelers would have 1 win.
Yeah.
Their win against the Broncos. But with all that said, Aaron Rodgers had 0 touchdowns, 2 picks in week 1. He has 30 touchdowns, 2 picks since then. 30 touchdowns, 2 interceptions since week 1. Since week 1, they've lost 1 game he played, the Vikings game, where he threw for 4 touchdowns, had a 140-something passer rating, and they lost, I think, 34-31 in overtime. And if we're doing the value part of it, we did get to see what do the Packers look like without Aaron. Now, in the Packers' defense, Colin, they were in the hardest stadium playing in America against maybe the best defense and the best coach team. I understand all of that. They had all that working against them playing the Chiefs. But still, the Packers did look like a slightly worse team without Aaron Rodgers. And by slightly worse, I mean they looked awful.
Yeah.
So I think if people love to give this award away with a month left. I just remind America, last year, with a month left, Mahomes was like a minus 600 favorite. The Chiefs were 11-1. Mahomes never lost again, and he finished a distant third because Rodgers surged and people foolishly led by you, you know, got on the Josh Allen bandwagon. But so this award can change, and Brady getting shut out. And let me just say this about the Bucs. Are you worried about the Bucs?
Well, it's interesting.
Because you could argue their biggest – go ahead.
I said this yesterday. When they were in New England, which is the overprotective parents of the NFL, it was like a well-produced TV show. Brady in Tampa is like a reality show. I get more anger, more ego, more social media, more throwing iPads, more screaming at the other teams. Is that I do feel that's all born. It's all born from certain frustrations that I don't think he's necessarily gotten the most out of Chris Godwin. He still relies on playoff Lenny and Gronk in crisis. And when I watched him, I thought to myself, that Rams defense, that Packers defense. And I watched him and I thought Arizona's got a pass rush. I do feel like Tom's a little uneasy with where his offense is. Is that fair?
I agree. And that secondary is a problem. Even when it's healthy, it's not a great secondary. I just think if you're the Bucs, and here's the thing, Brady obviously has earned the benefit of the doubt. There's no question about it. But Colin, if that were any other team and any other offense, wouldn't the story this week be the blueprint? The blueprint on how to stop the league's highest scoring offense. The Saints gave it to you. The Saints showed you what to do. Now, the Saints have excellent personnel, but it's not the league's best personnel, and they've done it 4 regular season games in a row, and in the playoff game, they were doing it until the Saints started turning the ball over.
Yes.
So, of those, like, we saw Tampa and Dallas play a game that came down to the final seconds. We saw them lose to the Rams. I absolutely think Green Bay is better than them. Now, the Cardinals are Cliff Kingsbury-ing away the end of the season, as they have every year he's been there, so I don't know about them. But I'll tell you another team. The Niners, to me, are a little scary.
Yeah.
And I know Jimmy G would love to get a little Brady revenge. Because, like, well, I shouldn't say Brady revenge, but you know what I mean. The Niners and the Colts are the two teams that aren't going to win their divisions, but absolutely could show up in a conference championship game, that, you know, here in a month and a half.
Yeah, last year we doubted the Bucs all year, and they surprised us. This year everybody fell in love with them, and I feel kind of the same way I did last year. I think it's inches, not feet, better than most teams, and I do feel Green Bay's the better team today if they played. Nick Wright, great seeing you, buddy.
You too, absolutely. Happy holidays, Colin.
Happy holidays to you, Nick Wright. Top of next hour, the herd hierarchy. Rams got all their players back. It makes me I just like more good players. There's nothing worse.
Nobody wants to see backups. These depleted teams. No, it's not the goal for any of this.
Back in a second, the herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of the herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
I mentioned something about 18 years ago on the air, and there's been multiple articles written about it. In my weird head, it was something I thought about a lot and observed, and I think somebody wrote a book about it. It's called Quarterback Face, and I said this 18 years ago was the first time I mentioned it. I wrote about this in my first book a long time ago, but I had talked about it in the air multiple times at ESPN, is that the quarterback is often the best-looking guy on the team, like a high percentage of the time. And why would that be? And I had theorized years ago, and I got a lot of pushback on it. And then scouts now call it quarterback face. So I think I was the first person, this was like almost 20 years ago on syndicate. I talked about it in Portland 25 years ago when I was local, is that quarterbacks are often good looking. Why? Who gets the ball in the playground at 8? The boy the girls think is cute and has confidence, and the boys kind of back off. It's called quarterback face. That doesn't mean your quarterback's always the best looking guy. But on average, there have been a lot of Brady's and Joe Montana's. I mean, it just has. And so Jimmy Garoppolo, here's a picture of him in high school. I'm going to go with all the girls had a crush on Jimmy G in high school and college. Yeah, that's pretty much what modeling agencies are looking for. He's been the best looking guy in every room since he was probably about 9. And he plays like it. Anytime Jimmy G makes a mistake, it's because he doesn't have a great arm. He doesn't drive the ball. He doesn't run around like Russell Wilson or Josh Allen. He's got some athletic limitations. But it's interesting. He is the highest rated quarterback in this league, Pro Football Focus, in the second half of the season. And that's why I like Jimmy G. I always feel Kirk Cousins shrinks. He's got more talent than he knows. He shrinks. Jimmy's the opposite. When he makes a mistake, it's a confidence mistake, but he acts like a confident guy. And I'll give you an example. He leads the NFL in yards per attempt. Why? I don't care if he throws a pick. He's confident. He has no problem with Trey Lance being in the building with him. He's not bothered by it at all. He's always like, he's a great kid. Why? He's not threatened. He's confident. He's better in a two-minute drill than sometimes he is in the second quarter. Why? Because that's clutch. That's crisis. He doesn't shrink. He is the definition of quarterback face, and this is why I like him. He's not Josh Allen, the talent. He's not Mahomes. He's not Herbert. When he makes his mistakes, it's because he's kind of limited. He does not push the ball down the field. He does not. He doesn't move around with great fluidity or nimbleness. He's not super twitchy as an athlete. He's got a very quick release. But he really is. And I remember getting so... I talked about this literally on local radio 25 years ago. I'm like, there is something to be said. You've got to be confident to play that position. Now, some guys give you the air that they're confident, but they're very insecure. Those are the guys that go over the top and constantly have to remind you how great they are. Jimmy G never does. But I just think it's interesting is why I like him is he's very much as a talent, Kirk Cousins. Neither has a great arm. You know, they can roll out, but they're not mobile. The difference is I always feel like Kirk Cousins shrinks in big moments, and Garoppolo's actually better. I mean, he outplayed Mahomes for 3 of the 4 quarters in the Super Bowl. People say, well, he missed on that long throw. He's not a brilliant thrower of the football. That's not what he is. He's not over the top. He doesn't have the efficiency of a Brady. He doesn't throw with the intensity and the velocity of Herbert. He doesn't have the arm angle talent of a Wentz or a Mahomes. It's not what he is. You know, but I do think it's funny is, you know, better looking people tend to have more confidence because, you know, women fawn, guys think you're cool, you know, whatever it is. Jimmy G is the personification, gets nothing but flack. He's the number one rated quarterback in this league in the second half. It's something. And for the record, let me see his. Oh, he's this is funny. 30-3 with a Super Bowl. 30-13 with a Super Bowl. And it's hard to find a defender of Jimmy Garoppolo. You know what I think it is? Guys are jealous of him. Seriously, I wonder if it's that. He's 30-13 in the toughest division in football with a Super Bowl appearance. And this morning, they're almost everybody's dark horse, scary playoff team you don't want to face. And you can't win in this league without a quarterback. Could people just put their arms around the best-looking guy in the room, guys? Just don't be jealous for once. Just he's good-looking. He's been better-looking than all of us forever, and that's just life. Herd Hierarchy, top of next hour. Lawrence Guy, the Patriots, defensive tackle, stops by. It was the first time in a couple of months Patriots weren't all buttoned up. We'll talk about that hour, too, in L.A. It's the Herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.